Well, I may have been raised by wolves, it's true, but thank God it was in America. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Wednesday, September 4th, 2019. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number three, Walmart says it's getting out of the business of selling handguns in Alaska and a lot of ammunition everywhere else. Walmart says they don't want to be part of this anymore. We'll talk about it. Number two, universal background checks, red flag laws, and outlawing all sorts of guns. That's part of the conversation. All on the Democrat list of things to do as soon as possible. Make no mistake. I will have more on that. And number one, Hurricane Dorian has left the Bahamas shattered by its intensity of sitting there for more than 24 hours. The pictures are awful. The view on the ground in the Bahamas is just terrible. The place will take years to recover. Will the Bahamas? It's devastated. And it brings to the forefront other conversations. For example, a University of Michigan professor now saying that it's Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, it's his fault. It's his fault in part. Now, the guy hasn't even been in office a year. He took office in January. But Ron DeSantis has not moved fast enough, says this professor that teaches Middle Eastern and South Asian history at the University of Michigan. Juan Cole says that the hurricane grew bigger because of freakishly warm waters of the Caribbean. Not true. And if it were true, the storm would still be extremely powerful, but the storm lost tremendous amounts of power and energy after leaving the Bahamas. Not as big as Wilma, not as big as Camille, not as big as Andrew, and the list goes on for Floridas that have hit that part of the world and Florida itself. Hurricanes have hit that part of the world as long as we've been alive and with greater intensity than they have in the last 15 years. But I digress. Meteorologist Topper Shutt said this, by the way. Topper Shutt, in an interview recently, said this. A 500-year flood does not mean that an area will see a flood of that magnitude once every 500 years. It means that's the percentage that it could happen, 0.2%. A 100-year flood is a 1% chance every year, everywhere. A 100-year event is possible 1% of the time. It's statistics. You would think a University of Michigan professor would understand that, but of course they do not. It's all about the hysterical view of the world that the world is coming to an end and it's all going to come unglued. And this is the narrative they must push. They must push this fear upon you that it's all coming apart at the seams. Make no mistake, Dorian was a very powerful hurricane, as it sat in the Bahamas, a very serious storm that is now doing damage to the agricultural products on the eastern seaboard of Florida. Soon it'll be in Georgia, in South Carolina, and North Carolina, creating coastal flooding, storm surge, and other problems for those that have farms, for example, near the Atlantic Ocean. Is it unprecedented? Not at all. Unheard of? Not even close. It's a hurricane, and we're right at the peak of hurricane season, coming into it right now. What happens in the peak of hurricane season? Guess what? You have hurricanes. Shocking, I realize. But this guy, this clown, goes on, and he cites an editorial in the South Florida Sun-Sentinel that slammed the state for using fossil fuels. Most electricity in Florida generated by fossil fuels, including 61% from natural gas, 23% from coal. Natural gas is not clean, the paper wrote. It's a dangerous fossil fuel that emits about half the carbon in the atmosphere as coal. And what this professor says, Cole, C-O-L-E, says, is that DeSantis has done nothing to promote the electrification of transportation, such as requiring higher fuel efficiencies in Florida. Florida ranks 47th nationally with a percentage of electricity generated from renewable energy, only about 2% coming from biofuels, mostly from sugarcane waste. But according to the U.S. Federal Energy Information Administration, natural gas is one of the cleanest energy products. Now, who do you believe? And does it really cause that big of a problem? The planet's what, 8 billion years old? And you would have me believe that somehow me driving to work today is destroying the planet systemically and systematically. I believe the planet, I believe this Mother Earth is a bit stronger than that. But here from the EIA, burning natural gas for energy results in fewer emissions of nearly all types of air pollutants and carbon dioxide. That's from the government itself. It creates less pollutants than burning coal or petroleum products produce an equal amount of energy. And so the professor, wrong as he is, I'm sure will stick to this, And according to AccuWeather, by far the deadliest hurricanes to hit Florida happened long before the whole climate change narration began. The deadliest hurricane ever in Florida. Do you know when it happened? 1928. Now, we didn't have the technology to measure these storms back in 1928 the way we do now. We didn't have the technology to tell you wind speeds at landfall. We didn't have Hurricane Hunter aircraft going into the eye of the storm and looking at the stadium event. We didn't have any of those things. But the 1928 Okeechobee Hurricane was one of the deadliest Atlantic hurricanes on record, according to AccuWeather meteorologist Dan Katalowski. He wrote that in an article in 2018, the hurricane made landfall near West Palm as a Category 4, near as they can tell. It's also the seventh strongest hurricane to make landfall in the contiguous United States. It came in September the 16th. 2,500 people died there that day, many from drowning in Lake Okeechobee. Belgrade lost 611 people. There have been powerful hurricanes forever. The worst hurricane in American history happened in Galveston, Texas, 1900. As many as 10,000 people died that day. 10,000. Because of storm surge. So you look at all of these things and you have to say, now wait a second. What's really going on? Meanwhile, on the campaign trail, however, the same folks that'll tell you a cold snap, severe cold is just weather, but a hurricane is clearly evidence of climate change. These same clowns, led by Cory Booker now, keep looking to climate change as an important campaign issue in 2020. For example, Cory Booker now unveiling a $3 trillion climate change plan, creating an environmental justice fund. I can't make this up. An environmental justice fund. I guess snails have rights, too. He on Tuesday revealed a $3 trillion plan to combat climate change, calling to accelerate the end of fossil fuels and achieve 100% carbon-free electricity by 2030. Of course, as we do this, if you're unaware, China is opening 100 coal-fired power plants this year. 100 new coal-fired power plants this year. We're shuttering everything we've got. We're going to rely on windmills and solar panels, which at some point might actually be viable. Not today, but at some point might be viable to give us the electricity we need on demand. America runs on vast quantities of cheap energy. Always has, always will. Which is why we're doing so well right now. Gas at $2.50 a gallon puts America in a very competitive space. Unlike the time when Barack Obama was in office and gas was $4.25 a gallon in 2010 and 11. This is why America competes. If you take away all of our energy reserves and all of our supplies, it'll be disaster for this country, for this economy, for our national security, and a whole host of other things. It's undeniable. It's absolutely undeniable. We need vast quantities of cheap energy to be America. 14 after on this Wednesday, it's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back after this.
September is weight loss and body contouring month at Wyckoff Wellness, and it's your chance to drop pounds, lose inches, save some money, and find the new you. In September, save 20% on their HCG and ketogenic weight loss programs and save 20% off Virju body contouring and cellulite reduction packages. Wyckoff Wellness is here to help you reach your weight loss and body contouring goals, and September is the best time to get started and save 20%. Call 517-333-7270 or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
Hey parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
But what about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement, Vista Part of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.